everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us. OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sell week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at okcwest.com or drop by the sell barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots
and a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
And welcome back. Limit losses developing in cattle trade today in reaction to the bearish cattle on feed report seen on Friday. This pushed live cattle futures $3 per hundredweight lower in several contracts, while most feeder cattle markets were posting $4.50 per hundredweight losses. Corn prices were lower in light trade today. September corn futures about 4 cents lower. Stock markets were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones is 50 points lower, while NASDAQ is up 10 points. In live cattle, limit losses were seen in October and December contracts, which allowed markets to create additional market pressure throughout the live cattle futures. There continued to be a bearish undertone across the entire cattle market as traders focused on the sharp losses in feeder cattle trade, as well as the general pressure in the live cattle complex. This could significantly weaken fundamentals even through technical factors, which have not been impacted at this point. Cash cattle remained quiet with bids and asking prices undefined today. In feeder cattle, though, limit losses quickly developing across the feeder cattle futures, with traders focused on the bearish news in the July 1 cattle on feed report. The increased placement numbers seen during June has added to the concerns through the entire complex. This has weakened the entire cattle market and could set the tone for the entire week. Grain futures, though, were lower today as weather maps had more rain and storms moving across the northern plains and upper Midwest this week. Corn prices held losses throughout the overnight session and were about 7 cents lower today as the rain moves throughout the Midwest. In addition, mild temperatures should top out in the 80s in the Midwest and the northern plains over the next few days. Soybeans, though, were down 1.8% following declines in global oil seed and vegetable oil markets. New crop November remains above key moving averages but nearing support at the 20-day moving average. And finally, wheat markets tracked lower with corn and soybeans, and spring wheat likely getting some pressure from this week's forecasted rain. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.